than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Facebook Live edition of The Call. Thank you all for joining me and Josh. You should be able to hear Josh right now. We are live right now on Facebook. Josh, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. The NFL schedule is coming out very shortly, in just a couple minutes. We are here to discuss what the Ravens will be doing, who they'll be up against. I am very excited to see who's going to be on the schedule and if there's going to be any primetime games. I'm hoping for a Thanksgiving night game. I love those. Is there anything specific you're looking for?
Yeah, man, I'm looking for, obviously, the primetime schedule to give the Ravens some love, being that, obviously, they have the reigning MVP. They're highly touted as Super Bowl favorites again this coming season by a lot of pundits. Yeah, I'm looking mainly for, you know, my eyes will be right to the primetime. Where's the, if you see a Sunday night time, if you see a Thursday, if you see the Thursday date or a Monday date, that's the key matchups, who they are, what dates they are. And then I'm looking for... that's kind of the first thing I want to get right in the schedule. But yeah, the first thing I'm very looking for is what's primetime look like for us.
Yeah. And with having Lamar, the MVP of the league, as your quarterback and, really just showing everybody up last year, I feel as if he's going to get some primetime games. All NBC, ESPN, they're all going to want those primetime games to feature Lamar. So we'll see what happens. Right now, from what I understand, the NFL is releasing the schedule as is. They're expecting the league to start in September. There are no international games due to COVID-19. But we were talking last show how there might be a chance that the season gets delayed, or that there are no bye weeks, there's no Pro Bowl. But as of right now, the schedule being released is going to be as normal, as if everything is fine, as if everything is going to go as planned. So we can all cross our fingers and hope that that's the way it goes. And we do have football in September, but, you know, things may change. But fingers crossed, we're going to have football back in September.
Dude, that's music to my ears, man. And, you know, just on the brink of sports coming back, you know, recording this week, the schedule releases tonight. Two nights from now, UFC returns with a stacked card, man.
What a card. Oh, my God.
What a card. I'm still debating on whether I want to pay for it. But, I mean, given that we're starved for sports, I kind of want to be the only one not watching it. So I might just suck it up and pay for it and watch the fights.
I mean, we can hope for that, but really a fantastic fight card. I think the card is coming from Jacksonville. They are not allowing any fans. AEW had their first live event in over a month in Jacksonville last night on TNT. So slowly sports are coming back. There's still no audience. I'm kind of wondering what the NFL season will do. You know, if September rolls around, they decide to go ahead and start the season, if there will be fans in attendance. My hope is that the bank is rocking and that fans are in there, but right now we're kind of in limbo. We don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm trying to imagine what football will be like without fans. And the fans are just such a huge part of it. I don't know how that will work, but I mean, football is football. It'd be nice to have Major League Sports on the TV again, at the very least.
Absolutely, man. And I can just be very blunt with you. It would definitely suck big time. Yeah. You know, as I was a special guest on my good buddy Steve as a Strictly Sports podcast, you know, we cover that, like kind of like what's with sports with no fans. And I feel like the sports that are coming up right now, you know, UFC can kind of get away with it. I mean, you want fans live anywhere, but I'm just saying for impact-wise, you know, NASCAR's coming back in less than a week or 2 weeks here, a week from Sunday. They're back to live racing on the track. And then obviously golf and PGA schedule start next month in June. So, and then there's a plan for getting Major League Baseball started by July, hopefully. and then see what the NHL does in the NBA shortly thereafter. There's a lot of moving parts, like especially with the NFL, with they said that with the team's facilities, they're going to start getting together in the states that are being more lax, obviously. With the New York market, with the Jets and the Giants, it's going to be a lot harder because New York essentially ground zero for this situation. So we're going to keep an eye on that. I'm just happy that they're just going to come out with the schedule as is, with no fans, with the NFL being that you have that true home field advantage. It's crazy. Jumping right to it, Ravens just tweeted out the 2020 schedule. You want to get right into this sucker?
Let's do it. That's what we're here for. Let's hear it. 5 primetime games.
There it is. I'll start with the preseason real quick, Brandon. Obviously, brushing through the preseason, we got a new opponent in preseason, which is awesome. The first home game is pretty much the first preseason game for the Ravens unofficially. They play the Bills at home, mm-hmm. and then week 2, they go to the Cowboys for a preseason game. So that's going to be interesting. So
we see Andy Dalton again.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and it's kind of funny because the Ravens, this is one of the few times where the Ravens not only play the Cowboys in preseason, they get a chance to get them in the regular season, but at home. So they go away week 2 in preseason, mm-hmm. which is crazy. I mean, it happened right with the Saints before. We went to New Orleans, and then the Saints came here the following year. So it's happened plenty of times. It's not uncommon to see, but it just watch out and circle that because week 2 is usually where you start ramping up the reps for the veterans, right?
Right.
And it'll give us our first taste of, like you said, we're going to probably see a lot more Andy Dalton. So he'll back up Dak Prescott, so we get to see him again, familiar face. And then we come back home, which is awesome for our fans. Obviously, they're in the stands at this point in mid-August. It's actually a Sunday night game, which is interesting. It's a Sunday night preseason game against the Panthers at home, and we want to circle that one. It's an 8 o'clock game just because of the sheer magnitude of that's pretty much the dress rehearsal for the starters, right, Brandon?
That's right.
So, given our preseason schedule, it's looking pretty favorable. It's home away, and then we wrap up pretty much close to home right now. We wrap up week 4 in the preseason against the Redskins in Washington. We play two. It's kind of crazy. We play two teams in preseason away that we do end up playing in the regular season, which is odd because, and this is unique, Brandon, we played Dallas in week 2.
Right.
And away, and then we play them. We haven't got through the schedule yet, but we play them. And then apparently we play week 4 against Washington, and then we go to Washington at some point in the preseason, in the regular season. So two of the NFC East opponents we do get a taste of in the preseason. So we're going to see them again in the regular season. So we made 2 trips to D.C., not like it's far, right? But that's unique in itself. So that's something just to look out for, kind of tying in the regular season and preseason in one.
That's right. So, yeah, so two games against the Redskins in D.C., well, outside of D.C., still in Maryland, but that'll be at FedEx Field. Week 1, I'm looking at it's versus the Browns. It's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, September 13th. So
there it is, starting off against our divisional opponent right away at home, our home opener. I love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Division right away.
Week 2, Houston Texans. That game's a 4:25 start. That one is at Houston. So that's a good one.
It's kind of a primetime game. It's in Houston. They're going to feature Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson in that game. I like that matchup there. That's pretty good that we got a 4:25 start in Houston. So, again, getting the late bill, it's pretty awesome.
Then week 3, we've got prime time against the Chiefs.
There it is. The rumor has been true. Chiefs-Ravens Monday Night Football, September 28th. Oh, there it is. There's the one. There it is. So the rumor today I did hear, I didn't put it out there on the airwaves because you never know what's true and what's false out there with the news floating around with the schedules. But there was a rumor today, Brandon. I read this morning that it could be Ravens Chiefs Monday Night Football featured in week 3, and there it is. There's the crown jewel right there right now.
So there that's we go. Awesome. And that's kind of Lamar Jackson's Achilles heel right now, is not being able to go beat up the Chiefs. So
they come here this time.
That's right.
And his primetime numbers have been out of this stinking world, man. And not only that, but the last time and the only time that Lamar Jackson was on Monday Night Football what did he do to the Rams? I mean, my goodness.
I mean, that was just that was a fun one to watch.
Oh yeah, I can go back and watch that one again. That was just a glorious, masterful performance. So right there, it's home away home. So that's a pretty interesting stretch that staggered. I know last year was unique where, remember, we went home, away very consistently. That's but right. Obviously, you know, I'm not skipping ahead, but I kind of skimmed through it a little bit with my eyes. And we don't have that kind of a same pattern because there is a stretch in the middle of this in the season. We'll get to that. But for the first 3 weeks, not looking too shabby with a couple of good primetime matchups there in AFC.
Week four, again, at FedEx Field up against Washington at 1 o'clock. There's a win. There's a win right there. That'll be one.
My day before my birthday, so they play in D.C. my birthday weekend. I might have to travel down to that one.
Hey, yeah, I mean, that one might have to be a sweet life, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, don't put it past me, man.
If you got to go to FedEx Field, I guess go in style because that place is not the greatest, but – That's just my opinion. Week five against the Bengals, we get to meet the number one draft pick. We get to meet Cincinnati's brand new QB. Week five at 1 o'clock on October 11th.
There it is. So another home game against the Bengals lined up for us. Pretty straightforward, right? A Sunday at one. You know, mid October, early to mid October. There, nothing too surprising. You know, it's following that pattern: home, away. Home, away, home. And then obviously we move, we kind of stay close to home, right? So going from Cincinnati at home, right in the middle of October, we go up I-95 North and play our friends of the North and the Birds and the Eagles away Sunday, October 18th at 1 o'clock. So that bodes well, right? You know, the Ravens don't have to really travel far. If you look at the schedule, I think the farthest they travel with their opponents away is – I think it might be the Houston Texans. So, so looking at the schedule, the farthest they would have probably have to travel west is Houston. So that's not bad for the Ravens. I mean, remember last year they had to go to LA Rams. They had to go to Seattle, obviously both wins for the franchise. But, you know, at this point, it looks like the traveling is kept to a minimum. So that's definitely going to bode well for rest and recuperation.
Yeah, look at that. Weeks four, five, and six. I mean, you've got a game in D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Those 3 weeks, you're spending every night in your home bed. I mean, you don't have to worry about –
how about three through six? I mean, you got a Monday nighter against the Chiefs at home.
That's right,
you go to Washington, which is like 20 minutes down the road from Baltimore. Then you stay home against the Bengals. Then you go to Philly, which is an hour plus up the road. So that could really bode well for the Ravens and playing those opponents and kind of really just taking the bus pretty much. You don't have to get on a charter flight or anything like that. They pretty much stay close to home. I think that's going to be the underrated portion of the schedule. People are going to kind of take that for granted, but looking at that, I'm glad you recognized that and brought that up. I think it's really going to help this team tremendously, especially in the early part of season, trying to stack wins early and get a good lead.
Week seven, you got a 1 o'clock game Sunday, October 25th against the Steelers in Baltimore. So that's another home game. So again, there's another week right there. Weeks three through seven, these guys are not going to be traveling far. That's very nice.
Yep. And then it's following the pattern of home away, home away, home away. So, we're 7 weeks into the season, Brandon, looking pretty favorable for a consistency part. You know, you love to have those back-to-back weeks at home, but you hate them when they're on the road, right? Especially if you go to a stretch where we've had them before where we've had three in a row at home and we've had three in a row on the road where we weren't home for a whole month. So with the bye week included, I remember that stretch. So they had like three road games with a bye week. So it was like a whole month. Plus, you didn't see the Ravens in Baltimore. So it was pretty insane. But going through week seven and then going to week eight,
yep,
we followed the same pattern. We go to Indianapolis.
Week eight is a bye week. So,
oh, week nine. Sorry. Yeah, I just saw it. Yep.
Yeah, that's
clarifying.
That's pretty standard for the Ravens. They always seem to have off around Halloween. That seems to be their week to have a bye week every single year.
It's always in that 7-9 range. I love it. It's right in the middle of the schedule. Consistency. Get your games out of the way. You get seven. You get your bye week in week eight, and then you play nine. It couldn't have come at a better time for the Ravens right there to get their bye. And how about this, Brandon? How much more, I hate to use the word cupcake, But because, I mean, hey, it's the NFL and you got to play the games. But going back to week three, right?
Okay.
Week three, four, five, six, and seven, we're staying at home, only going to Washington and Philly. Then having a bye week, you're talking about you start off at home, you know, and put it this way, you travel. All right, let's go all the way back to August, yeah, pretty much, and revert back to the calendar. So you travel to Dallas. And I know they go to Houston, which they basically go to Texas as their longest trip. They go to Texas in the preseason. They go to Texas in the regular season pretty much a month later. You pretty much from week two in the preseason. And by the way, I didn't cover this in the preseason, but the only date that is set for preseason is Sunday, August 30th at 8 p.m. For the Panthers preseason game at home. Mm-hmm. The Bills, Cowboys, and Redskins are to be determined at this point, date and time. So obviously with the – and that gives them the flexibility of, because if camps leak into August, they can move that. But at least it looks like right now week three is set in stone, which is pretty cool there. So, but going back to week two, once they return from Dallas after whenever that is played to be determined, they pretty much stay in the Baltimore I-95 area from week three in preseason, August 30th, all the way until after the bye week, until they have to travel to Indianapolis in week nine. That, to me, with a team that had an insane year last year, right? MVP, first overall seed in the AFC, had it all set up for us. We know what happened in the playoffs. For the team that just had a killer draft, to is receiving rave reviews, everybody's healthy now for the most part, to try and stay working out and active under this whole quarantine situation. It's for a team that has that set up for them pretty much from the middle of August to basically right in the middle of your season. It can't get any better for the Ravens at that point. You have to really be tickled to death. And that, to me, is the surprise of the schedule without even going forward. It's wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the Ravens are sitting pretty right now, at least the way it sits or the way it stands at the moment. That's what we're leaning towards. So week nine, November 8th, the Ravens come off their bye week and they are in Indy up against the Indy Colts. If I have to call them the Colts, they're up against Indy that week. That'll be a good game. Then we're back to primetime week 10 in New England against the Tom Brady-less Patriots on November 15th at 8:20. So they've got a Sunday night NBC game up against the Patriots. Is this going to be the same rivalry without Tom Brady?
Look, players do make the rivalry more so teams, because remember how it was back in the day, Patriots, Colts, it was Brady and Manning, you know, and then obviously, you know, with Luck out of the picture retiring, you know, you don't see any, remember how they put the Patriots and Colts on primetime a lot? You don't see it now. So I've always said the players make the rivalry, just like how it was. Think back, you know, take a break from football. Think about baseball, the Yankees Red Sox rivalry with those players back in the day. It doesn't have the same luster as it does now. Now, still Ravens Steelers, if you put it in the football terms, it's always going to be Ravens Steelers no matter who's under center for us. But I felt it lost its luster when the likes of Joey Porter and Hines Ward played for him, and Troy Polamalu. I mean, Big Ben's still around. But again, I just feel like with that rivalry, something's never changed. Now, the Patriots are kind of like our second rival, so to speak. Bill Belichick's still at the helm. I'm excited this is no Sunday Night Football that late, but I'm also shocked because of it's Brady-less. So it's like, I'm all for it. Maybe because it's Lamar, maybe because it is the Patriots and it's still Bill Belichick and they still have won six Super Bowls, you know, and they're giving them kind of a good home game there for them. And that's going to be a good billing late in the schedule in Boston there. So I'm not happy that we have a Sunday night game there, but that also, if the Ravens carry momentum, it should stick. But then that gets in that flex scheduling where if there's a better matchup and the Patriots, let's say they've only won three or four games at that point, and the Ravens are rolling, they might keep it or might just say it's a bad matchup and they might move it. So this Sunday nighter is kind of one to kind of put an asterisk on just because it could be moved. But hey, I'm excited that already that's what they decided to go with on that week. So I'm grateful. I'm excited as a fan about that. But being as Brady-less, it loses edge a little bit, but it's still the Patriots and you still want to beat them. And Bill Belichick is still the coach.
Week 11 versus the Titans. Ravens looking
There's
for
the
some
revenge.
Redemption. That's
I'm
right.
I'm surprised that this one it has a 1 o'clock start time on it. Maybe it'll be flexed, but this is where I would flip flop that. I would have the Patriots at 1 o'clock and have the Sunday nighter at home against the Titans. Come on, man! It's the Titans made the AFC title game last year. They beat us. They came into Baltimore, beat the number one seed. Why have this a 1 o'clock game? At least give us a 4 o'clock start. So I'm very, very shocked to see this. This is the first surprise of the schedule right now. A 1 o'clock game against the Titans, kind of disappointed, but still going to be electric regardless, I think, man.
Week 12. Oh, baby.
There it is.
Oh, baby.
The second rumor confirmed, so that it was true.
Thanksgiving night. Ravens.
We have another one.
In Pittsburgh against the Steelers, Thursday, November 26th, and
you know 8:20
start. You're going to go to Pittsburgh for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm doing it. I mean, hey, it's 5 hours. It'd be different if this was like L.A., right? I mean, I'm not flying to L.A. This is a bus trip. This is easily done. You know, Jimmy's will be putting something together, whether I take the car and drive the crew. Thanksgiving night in Pittsburgh. Hey, road game is going to be fun because we've had two Thanksgiving nights games here. The other one was a Ravens-Steelers game here. The other one was a Ravens-49ers. But I'm excited that we get some good Thanksgiving night feast for a good rivalry and the second installment of this rivalry in Week 12, man. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, I love me some Thanksgiving football. That's going to be a great one. I'm excited. Week 13, the Cowboys come to Baltimore. That's a Thursday night game. That's their Oh, okay. Thursday night games in a row.
And it's a week apart, and it's going to be a good one. It's against the Cowboys. I'm excited to see that as a prime time. I knew that the Cowboys would probably be a week where it would feature it on prime time. That's awesome. So we go from a Thanksgiving game, and then it's kind of like we don't have a short week. It's a regular week, and then the Ravens will get a longer week because if you look beyond that, it gets even better for the Ravens. So you go from a Thursday to a Thursday, and then you have even a longer break. They go from a Thursday, and they have three primetime games in a row to end the almost ending the year, Brandon. This is unprecedented. So you go from Thanksgiving night. I'm just getting excited. I can't even talk. Thanksgiving night. To another Thursday night, and then they play the following Monday, which is the longest wait, against the Browns away in Cleveland. So, wow, three primetime games in a row for the Ravens, and those aren't going to be moved. They're set in stone. So that to me just screams what happens when you have a winning quarterback and a VP, a franchise who had 14 wins last year. You want to be featured, and the NFL knows they want to be featured. This is the treatment you get, and I love it.
All right, so wait a minute. I just realized this. Week 14, you just brought it up. They are in Cleveland, Monday night, December 14th, 8:15 start. But going back to week 3 against the Chiefs, that is a Monday night, which means that Baltimore is hosting a Monday night football game.
There it is.
It's versus the Chiefs in Baltimore. ESPN hates coming here on Monday night.
Hey, but knowing that it's Mahomes, Jackson, the defending Super Bowl champs, week 3, Lamar's never beat them. They've been in Arrowhead twice. This is awesome. I'm almost like ready just to get down to the bank and tailgate and go for these games, man. I can't wait, man. We're not even through the schedule yet. Now, I'm tickled to death with the schedule. It's probably one of my favorite schedules yet. This is awesome.
Oh, man. And all right, so week 15, the All Elite Jaguars are coming to town Sunday, December 20th at 1 o'clock. Tony Khan, I wonder if the Inner Circle and Chris Jericho will be there with them. They're coming to Baltimore. So let's welcome the All Elite Jaguars to town. And then week 16, again at home, Sunday, December 27th, it's going to be the Ravens versus the New York Giants. So get to wear your new Lamar jerseys that you got for Christmas. Let me see if you can got this one recently. Get your Lamar jerseys. Get them fresh, and 2 days later you can be at the bank supporting the crew. And then week 17, the final game, up against the Cincinnati Bengals, Sunday, January 3rd, 2021 at 1 o'clock.
Mm. wrapping it up, man, and looking at the way this schedule stacks up, man, you got to be impressed with it overall. I really can't complain about it. But looking at the layout of the schedule, looking at the opponents, the makeup of the team as it stands now, way early to sit here and get predictions and hand out division crowns and crown people Super Bowl champions. But looking at the schedule, how do you think we can fare with the way it sets up home and away, the primetime games, the opponents we have? And I did hear some stats that the Ravens do have the easiest strength of schedule this coming season with opponents-wise. Because if you only look at the schedule for what it is as far as playoff teams, I can count 1, 2, 3. I only count 3 playoff teams on that schedule from last year. Four. I count 4 out of the opponents. So that's pretty interesting given some things that have been transpiring in the NFL with turnover and players going over. So, hey, it's set up. But how do you think the Ravens can fare just giving this schedule a gloss over 1 through 16 games? What do you think?
Given the opponents, I think that the Ravens can win a lot of these games. I don't see an 8-8 season. I see something, double-digit wins. But that stretch from week 3 through week 8 when the bye week happens, they're basically at home. I mean, yes, it's not going to be M&T Bank, but they will have time on their side. They will have their own beds, their own homes, their own families that they're going to get to be around. So that's a huge coup for them. And then in December, Thanksgiving through December, those primetime games, that's perfect for the postseason, because we kind of saw what happened with Lamar in the postseason in January and how he kind of buckled a little bit, getting him under the lights with the national spotlight 3 weeks in a row on him. That can only boost his confidence. There's no way that can hurt him at all. So this is a very favorable schedule for the Ravens. I'm very happy with this one. And I mean, just look at the last 3 weeks. You got the Jags, the Giants, and the Bengals. I mean, they're not the greatest teams. They're not. So, I mean, hopefully the Ravens can stay sharp, but hopefully that won't be that big of a threat to them down the road. But this is a very good schedule for the Ravens. Hopefully everything stays the same, and hopefully they can have these games when they want to, and hopefully nothing really gets changed. But the world we live in right now, who knows? But yeah, I'm very happy with the schedule.
I am too, man. I mean, you're right. The exposure to the primetime, to the limelight, that would only help Lamar. I mean, last year he lit it up in primetime. It's like when the lights kind of came on, other than that postseason game at the bank, it was whether it was home or away, it didn't matter. Lamar performed with poise, with just magical performance numbers. He put up just the Rams game was ridiculous. The Thursday night game against the Jets, the Sunday night game against New England. I mean, that was stuff you remember, and that's stuff champions are made of. Obviously the Saturday night game, at home, it was all set up for us. The rock star entrance, the bank was rocking, Titans coming to town, the sixth seed, knocked off the Patriots, and then they came in here and knocked us around a little bit, and the Ravens kind of beefed up, said, you're not going to run us anymore. So, circle that date, that Titans game. Who knows if it'll get flexed to it. And once you get in that flex season, you never know. So I like it. I think this is easily, just looking at it, this could be 11-12 win season. I'm going to dub a 12-4 season just looking at it, putting it out there, two games less than what they did last year. Again, once we know how this situation and crisis unfolds and if things can start as normal and they get back to training camp, we'll obviously cover it through the summer. And I feel like we can break it down more in depth, which I would love to, and kind of put our spin on it and go, okay, week 1, win or loss, what do you see in that matchup? And kind of just like do what we do every year. Not only do we do the schedule release reveal and kind of give our initial live thoughts, but then, you know, getting into right before the season starts, putting it out there and putting a number on that and seeing who gets closest. So, but just looking at it, bro, I can easily see 12 wins on there. And I'm going to start with the division. I say we go 5-1 in the division.
Oh, really?
Yep. I say 5-1. I'm going to put this right now. I'll tell you this right now. We sweep the Bengals just because they got a rookie quarterback, you know, and they're in full rebuild mode. I really want to say we sweep the Steelers because of, you know, Big Ben's coming off an injury. He's old. You know, they had a kind of an up and down season last year. They you know, they kind of started off bad and they kind of rose to the occasion and kind of faltered down the stretch. I'm just gonna say this right now. It's probably going to be one of the Cleveland games that gets us. I think we sweep the Bengals. We sweep the Steelers. We beat them on Thanksgiving night. But I think the Browns away on Monday night, the end that three-game primetime stretch, I think that'll be the one that gets us right near the end of the season. That might be our last loss, believe it or not, in predicting that, because you end with the Jaguars, Giants, and Bengals. But that's another quirk about the schedule, Brandon, if you notice that. In seasons past, we haven't really had it happen, but we end in Cincinnati again. This is what, like the 9th tile, 10th last season this has happened. Yeah. I was looking for that. And we start with an opponent in division and we end with an opponent in division, you know, right there. But if you look, the division games are kind of spread out a little bit. Remember last year, they were kind of clustered a little bit.
That's true. We played division in a row. Back to back, yeah.
Yeah. This year, you know, we play Cleveland to start off. We don't play another divisional opponent until mid-October. And then twice in October, we play the Bengals and Steelers at home. But if you look at it, that started off at 3-0. The Ravens play the first three divisional games at home against all three opponents, spreading it out with the Steelers, Bengals, and Browns. So that's unique. So the first crack at the divisional opponents to the first half of the year, right before the bye week, they have all three home games with the division there, and then they break the second half of the season with three road games. Obviously, the Steelers and the Browns on primetime. So this is going to be interesting, bro. But, dude, I'm excited for I'm just excited overall. But it's really hard to pick a favorite game. But right now, looking at it, I know it's going to be one of the prime times because who's going to pick a 1 o'clock kickoff against Jacksonville or the Giants at the end of the year or even the home opener? You always circle because it's our first days of football. But what's your favorite game right now on the schedule? What game are you most excited for on this 2020 slate?
Come on, Thanksgiving night. That holiday, turkey and football, that's that whole holiday. And the big finale is against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8 o'clock. I mean, that's what you do on Thanksgiving. You sit down, you watch the parade, you watch football, you eat turkey. That's heaven. That's amazing.
And it's even better because for all those who venture out to the games, right, you get your dinners in early and you get on the road. Or if you're in Pittsburgh and it's a home game for you, you get your dinners early and head down the tailgate like the Ravens faithful did a few years back. So it's kind of tough for me. I'm going to do this. I'm also going to side with you saying it's a Thanksgiving game because, you know, it's Turkey Day. You can't go off Turkey Day, but I'm going to give my top three here, and this might surprise you, but there's a reason why, and I want to hear your thoughts. The game I'm most looking forward to is actually the home opener against the Browns, and here's why.
Really?
Yeah, because the state of sports, the NFL might be – I'm just putting – this is my opinion and prediction at the same time. But you really might look at the NFL might be the first true live sports that comes back in America. And if that's the case, how emotional will this be? Now, we don't know what the Orioles season of Baltimore might do. I mean, we've heard of a 100-game schedule, but with no fans, and they play interdivision. We've heard all kinds of things. But if you're saying in the city of Baltimore, state of Maryland, the first live event that a fan can attend is the Ravens home opener, I'm just saying if that's the case, how much emotionally charged is this game going to be versus the others?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be electric.
Oh yeah, I'm just getting chills thinking about it. Like, don't get the waterworks started, because you know me, man. Emotional as I am, this is going to be one to just soak it all in, get down there early, and just appreciate what's been not happening, and just appreciate being there, and that's what I'm most looking forward to. But in all retrospect, it's kind of like 1A and 1B. I'm going to side with you with the Steelers game. If it wasn't our rival, I probably would go with the Monday nighter against the Chiefs, just because it is Mahomes. It's the defending champs at home. We get a home game finally on Monday night, and we get two of them. We get over home and away.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of great. We get two Monday nighters. We get two Thursday nighters. We have a Sunday nighter, and then we also have a Sunday afternoon billing. So the Ravens, the NFL kind of really did us a favor. They diversified all the late primetime games. The Ravens have every primetime slot covered this year, which is awesome, including a holiday game against the Steelers. So again, the Steelers, Ravens, just because it's that rivalry, that's going to be awesome. And I'm anticipating, now that it is 8 o'clock on the East Coast, I was actually graciously waiting for the rest of the NFL to come out, because I kind of want to see what some of, like, you know, the good games are. Like, obviously, who are the Lions and Cowboys playing before the Ravens are on Thanksgiving, right? I've been trying to dig up on that, but because the schedules haven't been released, I can't really find them. And I was looking for the Monday night slate of games to see that. So I'm trying to really pull them up here. I got the schedule. Thanksgiving. Wow. Okay. Some good games here. And there's a Christmas Day game we just found out about.
Friday, December, really?
There's a Christmas, because Christmas, I was really, was looking forward to seeing what that was going to be like, because, you know, Christmas Eve is Thursday, December 24th. So I kind of want to see, because usually late December, the Thursday night game stops. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the Thursday night schedule to see if there's a, but yeah, so man, this Thanksgiving Day schedule this year, bro, is amazing. Texans and Lions. Then you have another divisional game, Redskins and Cowboys, and then Ravens Steelers. How about that?
That's a good that is a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. And then Friday, December 25th, they are featuring Vikings and Saints on Christmas Day. Wow, that's pretty unique.
Vikings and Saints. Unique. Okay.
Yeah. Vikings and Saints Christmas Day. Yeah. So you're getting that NFL, let's see, Monday Night Football schedule. All right, we got breaking news on Las Vegas front. Raiders to open Allegiant Stadium on Monday Night Football against the Saints, slated for Week 2.
Week 2?
On Monday, September 21st, on Monday Night Football. This will represent the first regular season game for the Raiders in Las Vegas since they officially relocated to Oakland. That's going to be a good one. I didn't know that stadium was opening up this year, believe it or not. I thought it was 2021, but... Who am I? I knew they were relocating after that, but I didn't know where they're going to play.
Yeah.
Week 1 doubleheader. For the Monday night tradition doubleheader, Steelers at Giants and then Titans at Broncos. So that's going to be some good football there. So your Monday night debut is a Week 1 doubleheader featuring the Steelers and Titans there in different games.
Captain Defense seems to love the schedule. He says, give me the tough schedule right out of the gate. I have a good indication of our team after Week 4. Let's get this party started. So that was from Captain Defense.
I love it, man. He's putting it right out there. Let's see here. Sunday Night Football schedule. Here it is. Ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go with the primetime slate. So starting off with Sunday Night Football. Kicking off the season, we have Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs are actually opening on September 10th. Is obviously the Thursday tradition. So it's Texans and Chiefs to start off technically the schedule there. Rams Cowboys get the second billing, actually Week 1 technically. Patriots and Seahawks is going to be a good one. Packers Saints, another good one. Followed by Eagles Niners, that's another good one. Vikings Seahawks, again, man, another good one. Rams Niners divisional game. Buccaneers Raiders, October 25th. There it is. So you got the Raiders Monday night, Las Vegas, Halloween week. Can't go wrong with that, right? It's like fitting there. Cowboys and Eagles, November 1st. That's going to be a great billing. Here it is. Circle this one, Brandon. November 8th, Saints versus Bucks in Tampa. Sunday Night Football in Week 9. That's going to be fun. Then they go right to us. Ravens against the Patriots on November 15th, as we covered. Chiefs against the Las Vegas Raiders in L.A. Or Las Vegas, not L.A. I seen that L.A. in Los, and I thought it was Los Angeles. And then Ravens, Steelers, obviously on Thanksgiving, being on the NBC Sunday Football Network broadcast. Bears, Packers, another great rivalry. Then you got Broncos, Chiefs, Steelers, and Bills. The Niners at the Cowboys, and then the Titans travel to Green Bay on December 27th to round out the Sunday Night Football schedule. How's that sound, man? There's some great matchups.
Really good.
For Sunday Night Football.
I just read this tweet here. This is from Pat Leonard. He is an NFL Giants beat writer. He said the NFL's contingency plan is that if the season start is delayed, early weeks could occur after week 17. Super Bowl scheduled for February 7th could be pushed back. Any week could serve as opening week. Every team shares the same bye week as their week 2 opponent. So that's the plan right there. So potentially, you know, the instead of opening up against the Browns and then the Texans and the Chiefs, those could go behind week 17. So that means the Texans have the same bye week as the Ravens do. So things could get moved around that way. So
you're saying, yeah, so they're basically saying they're moving, you'll move the first couple games from the schedule, kind of doing a deferment, putting them at the end. So basically, so you're saying if they knock off the first week or two, you could essentially see the Ravens open up on Monday Night Football. Is that how they're going to do it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, that would be insane.
It could go week to week, and who knows, you know, what could happen if certain parts of the country start to open back up earlier than others. Say Baltimore isn't ready to host a game, you know, they might move that game back to after week 17. So let's say they want to start at the end of September. Like you said, it could open up Monday against the Chiefs, and we could have the Browns and close the season in Texas. I guess it would be considered week 19 at that point.
That would almost put that whole the travel situation that we just broke down into pretty much – it would pretty much nullify everything we just talked about with that, because it would ruin all the travel plans. So I guess we're at the mercy of trying to get this country back up and started here. It's pretty interesting. I knew they were going to put a contingency plan out there. The second thing is obviously covering all this is – you know, will there be fans obviously in the stands week one or even in these preseason games in August? I mean, we're recording this in the first weeks of May here, you know, going on to mid-May. That's still far away. We have June, July, and August. So it's 3 months away before – I mean, you have 90 days. We're already, 2 months into this whole crap? So, you know, you're talking about another 3 months on top of that. It's 5 months, almost 6 months for live football. Even if they don't put fans in the stands for preseason, they get away with that. Maybe save the fans for the regular season and let them go then. I'm fine with that. I mean, hey, just lose out on a couple of preseason games. But, hey, getting us in there for regular season is more meaningful. Anyway, I'm pretty interested to see how that stacks up. Crazy. It's going to be crazy. But I guess we're all along for the ride here.
Yeah. I should say week 13, Ravens versus Dallas for the Thursday night game. That game will be played on Fox, the NFL Network, and Prime Video. I just want to add here, I just saw this on Twitter as well. Morgan, I think the last name is Adsit. I hope I'm saying that correct. I apologize if I'm not. She's an anchor for Fox Baltimore. She said the Ravens full schedule release is here. This release adds if a game is canceled and cannot be rescheduled, or if fans cannot attend, a full refund if purchased tickets directly from the Ravens, or you can apply those to a future ticket purchase.
I had a feeling that was coming. I'm sure I'll get an official memo from the Ravens, being a PSL owner. I haven't got it yet, unless that's the official statement. I did see the NFL's policy that was earlier this week that kind of reiterated that. Makes sense, right? Obviously, single game tickets have not been on sale yet because the schedule hasn't been released till now. But obviously, our PSL season ticket holders already have paid their invoices. They extended the payments till June, but for folks like me and a few others that have already paid their invoice in full, it is what it is. And I guess they'll deal with it accordingly.
Rick on our comments said that the ticket office called him today to discuss a refund credit policy and asked if he had any questions. So they are making calls out there and talking to people, which is good.
Oh, wonderful, Rick. Thank you for that. Yeah, I haven't gotten a call. The only call I got from the Ravens, I got to chime in on Eric DaCosta's PSL owner's call yesterday. It was pretty fun. I didn't get called upon to ask a question, but hey, I think they were like, he's done enough, man. We already featured him on the draft. Let's give other people a chance. So I think I couldn't late and he couldn't strike twice for me on that one, but that's not too shabby.
Hold on real quick. I want to say this. I'm seeing this on Twitter as well. Mark Mask, he's an NFL reporter for the Washington Post, said that each NFL team is scheduled to play two home games and two road games in the season's first 4 weeks. The schedule lends itself in that way to being adjusted if needed. With that structure, the first 4 weeks of the season could be canceled if needed, and each team would have a 12-game season with six home and six road games. Or the first 4 weeks could be put at the end of the season if needed, making for a delayed but full 16-game season.
Well,
so
let's not go there, because that means we wouldn't get Ravens Chiefs in week 3. We're not about that. We're not about that life right now.
Yeah, we don't want to see that canceled, but it could get moved. It could get canceled. That is what we're looking at right now. I'm glad that the NFL is making adjustments, and if needed, things can be done to keep everybody safe, fans and players and coaching staff and TV production people, keeping everybody safe as much as possible. So they're thinking. That's a really good thing. It's not just, hey, we're doing this no matter what. They have a plan in place, and it seems like they got their head on straight about it. So 16 games, that's what I want to see. 12 games could happen as well. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, man. And I guess in hindsight, when we're talking about this, right? I mean, it's fun to get excited. We got primetime matchups. We got a favorable schedule right now if it all stays in play and intact. But I guess now, wading through all the mess, I don't want to take any excitement away from anybody, including myself, because I'm really pumped up for the schedule. I'm really excited to get these primetime games under our belt and get to attend them and get to watch them. But I guess we really want to take it with a side of caution that, yeah, you can get excited, but like you said, there could be a situation where games get moved, they get canceled, you know, and I guess we don't really be for a letdown with this Ravens Chiefs week 3 Sunday night or Monday night football matchup, and then the NFL comes in and says things aren't working for us right now. We're gonna nix it and we're gonna go 12, and then it's like then no more. So again, you know, would we all be upset? Absolutely. But again, it's out of our realm of control. You know, at least if we're going to get some football rather than nothing, I mean, you know, look at this, Brandon. They're putting out a schedule for us. There's hope on the horizon. They're not canceling the season. They're not saying there's no football and we just move it to 2020. I mean, if they were going to start canceling games and not allowing fans in stands, I would be one to put my name in the hat to vote saying, let's not play football in 2020, keep the same format of schedule, and just move this schedule to 2021 so we can enjoy it.
Because that's an option too, yeah.
It is, yeah. And I mean, it would suck to have almost 2 years without football, but, you know, we need our football. And then the NFL is too big with the money and the TV contracts. But I look at it this way. If you're going to start, you know, I mean, NFL is only 16 weeks. If you start playing 12 games or 10 games or 8 games, like, what's it all for? Does that mean you lose – it means you lose 2 games and you're out of playoffs. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, it's more meaningful football, but then it kind of just like, really? It starts to get ridiculous. You're going to start, I mean, 4 games, that's 25% of schedule. So if you go more than that, you're starting to look at 30, 35, 50%. You know, just to me, I get it, right? It's all about the precaution safety. It's so far away. Don't know if we can worry about that right now, but the fact remains is, there's a kickoff game with the Chiefs on September 10th, and all eyes are trying to get there and let the ball rolling. It's pretty credible that we got to think about that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
As I've heard in the past, and it's kind of something you should do, is hope for the best, prepare for the worst. So I'm very hopeful this is the season that we will get. I'm very hopeful that this is the season that we'll start on time. But you know, at least they are prepared for whatever, you know, may come in the next couple months, because we are kind of living day to day at this point, and we don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. And, you know, it's kind of it's a scary thing out there, but it's good that the NFL is putting this kind of stuff out. Take our minds off of how it's going a little bit. But, man, this is a good schedule. I'm excited. I don't want to go through the summer and rush through it, but man, I want some football, dude. So I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
Oh yeah, man, it's going to be fun. I'm already looking forward to enjoying Thanksgiving, and we'll see what happens. But you probably will find me in Pittsburgh somehow, some way, and enjoying the show live in Pittsburgh in enemy territory behind the lines. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be absolute fun.
I don't know. I was trying to think of which game you would go to for an away game.
Well, Philly, Washington, didn't think easy.
Yeah, you could probably go to those games just to go to them. I will say Washington fans are pretty rude if you're wearing jerseys of other teams.
I don't wear a jersey, though.
Yeah.
Aha.
That's true.
Ain't gonna mess with me. I mean, I was in Pittsburgh with that kind of stuff when a playoff game, and in New England, I could survive. That was the playoffs. I went to Pittsburgh with all my gear and New England with all my gear.
Oh, dude.
I made it out.
You know what you should do? You should go to Cleveland for the Monday, December 14th game and stay at the Christmas Story House.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go. That could be, hey, that's something for you, man. Come
Ooh.
On. Be my road trip buddy.
Oh, man, that's tempting. That is tempting. All
Christmas
right.
Christmas in Cleveland. Christmas in Cleveland. There you go.
I like it, man.
But see, this is awesome. It's just awesome to really have something to look forward to. I know, you know, the Capitals should be in mid playoff form right now, and they're not. So we're hurting for sports around here, bro.
I think it was 2 years ago today that the Capitals beat the Pittsburgh Penguins and moved on to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, I saw that come up on my my memories on Facebook today. But hey, you know, we're getting through. That's all we can really hope for right now. We're getting through. So, Josh, have we covered everything for this NFL schedule episode?
Oh, Max is going crazy right now, running around with his boom. I think
he's excited. He's so excited.
Yeah, you probably hear him. So do apologize if there's some animalistic sounds in the background. But he's I just let him inside, and he's running amok. He's excited. Excited for the schedule? Yeah, he's ready to go. But with that being said, Brandon, man, I excited for the schedule. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. You can tweet to either one of us. You can talk to us on Facebook as well right here. But if you are on Twitter, you can follow us at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people follow you at?
Always ItalianGQ52.
Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast. Come on, man. You didn't do it. Overcast. We're live.
You usually do it alone at the end.
We're live. Come on.
Oh, man. That's right. All right. Let's redo.
All right. You listen to us for free on I'm going to do this again. Ready? You listen to us live on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast.
See, no editing. We're live. So I caught you.
There you go. And Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call, and you should too. So, Rick, thank you so much for tuning in and watching the show, watching our live reaction to the NFL schedule release. We really appreciate you watching us and listening to us whenever a new podcast comes out. So, Josh, that is pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you, everybody, as well, that tuned in and watched us on Facebook as we read the schedule and figured out our favorite games. So thank you all for doing that. You guys are awesome. I got to get there you go. Thumbs up on this side. Cool. So, Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much for hosting. I can't wait to go back and rewatch this one. But everybody, we appreciate the comments. I know we've had a lot of Ravens news this week, and the chatter's been strong. I know closing things out. Again, we're hoping that everything, you know, points to everything being in place for the schedule, because this schedule is just so exciting for us. It sets up. I can't wait for it. The primetime schedule, the opponents we have this year are going to be fantastic. It's going to be another great Ravens season for the ages, and watching Lamar and company ball out with our new Ravens, of course, from the draft. Excited to see the likes of Patrick Queen playing and all that. It's going to be awesome. So, everybody, we appreciate you. With that being said, on the call, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.